An effort to overrule the passage of an animal rights victory today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson has introduced what she calls the Save Our Bacon Act. If passed by Congress, it would prevent states from enacting standards for animal producers outside of their state. Bill co-sponsor Zach Nunn, also from Iowa, says it targets measures like California's Proposition 12.
This is not a war against the people of California. This is a clarification of a bad policy. Right now, our farmers are facing the toughest economy in decades, and the last thing they need is more red tape, not from Washington, D.C., but from the left coast 2,000 miles away. These regulations aren't just affecting Iowa farmers either. Proposition 12 has had a tangible impact on consumers across the country.
Another co-sponsor is Congressman Mark Harris of North Carolina.
The language here really does strike the right balance of giving states free rein to act within their own borders, but ensuring that they don't set mandates for the other 49. As a conservative, I'm typically partial to states' rights arguments, but the Constitution is clear that there are several instances where the federal government must act. And in this situation, as we continue to hear just the damage and the dangers that come with Prop 12, this may very well be that time.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.